Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer, and by your stripes I have been saved. So much more than enough. You are more than enough for me.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. How many can say this morning, you're more than enough? More than enough. Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. Well, it's good to be back together once again. And we are excited to have our brother David Gadman and his wife Laura with us this morning. And we are sure looking forward to what the Lord has for us. We know that he knows what our needs are, and he's more than enough. But there's a principle that there are laws that God has laid out. And he expects us to work according to these laws. And if we do, they're very simple. They're not out of the reach of anybody. But if we operate according to his laws, then we fully expect to see the manifestation of whatever it is that he's promised us, right? So one of his laws tells us to ask, right? So if you have a need this morning, then you should ask. And of course, be an expectation. You know, it's human nature for nervousness to come around when you do have a need. But just look at that human nature nervousness and recognize it for what it is. That's just your flesh. But in your soul, you're expecting something, and God cannot fail, and he will not fail. He'll meet every need. So, as our brother said here earlier, you know, there's no big requests or little requests. There's just requests. And God's not looking at it saying, well, you know, okay, this is going to take, you know, I'm going to have to think about this one. You got me stumped, you know. And this other one is a no-brainer. It's all the same, right? We just need to ask. Amen. So with that in mind, we're going to invite our brother to come this morning and just take his liberty. And whatever the Lord put on his heart is what we have need of this morning. And of course, I fully expect that many of you have come with expectation. And so he may have no idea some of the needs that are being met here this morning, but that's the God we serve. And that's the principles that he operates by. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. iPad's asking me questions. It's like, don't talk to me right now. Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way, as our brother David makes his way out this morning. Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. I know God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Yes. Yes, he works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. Oh, he will make a way. He will make a way. One more time. I know God. How many believes that this morning? Where there seems to be no way, he works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day.
Give him praise in the house this morning. Glory. Amen. Oh, you love him this morning. You appreciate him this morning. We come to have church, didn't we? Amen. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Everywhere I go, I like to come and have church. Amen. If I ain't going to give it my all, I might as well just stay at home. Amen. But I come to give it my all this morning. Amen. You may be seated for a few minutes. Amen. That'd be all musicians. Thank you. Amen. We appreciate the Lord. You appreciate him this morning. Amen. Just greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. From our church back home in Alabama, and just, you know, just places that we've been, they tell us to greet you, like Brother Wendell Martin and different places, you know, Brother Chris Long and his church, and they just say howdy. So, amen. So we appreciate that. Amen. And we appreciate God's goodness to each and every one of us. Amen. I'm glad I'm here this morning. Not by anything I've done, but by the grace of God. And you are here this morning by his grace. Amen. It's God's grace. Amen. It's his grace all the way through. You know, it's so much grace. Amen. And you know, and I don't want to, you know, grace, you know, you say, well, you know, brings a lot of disgrace. But if we really got true grace, we'll love him. And we'll live for him. Amen. You know, many years ago, somebody said something about they started about people wanting to trace their family tree. You know, all the way back. And somebody told me, said, well, I started tracing my family tree and I had to quit. Because I didn't want to go back no further. You know, what I was seeing, I just didn't want to go back no further. But if you look at Jesus' genealogy. You look in Luke or Matthew, it said, you know, there was Tamar, Rahab the harlot, you call her. Amen. There was Ruth. She was a Moabite. Started by incest. You remember when they brought that woman, threw him at the feet of Jesus, and said, Moses' law said she's caught in the very act of adultery. Said Moses' law said she should be stoned. What do you say? And the Bible says he stooped.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When I couldn't come to where he was, he came to me. He stooped. They threw their stones away and scattered. She stood up. Grace. grace. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. He said his iPad was talking to him. Kind of reminds me something I did. I'm always doing something. Brother was preaching and I forgot about the time. So I text him. He looked, he said, oh, Brother David's texting me. He said, howdy. And I had forgot the time change, you know. So, but anyway, let me read this to you. Got two things to read to you. Then we'll get right into the word of the Lord this morning. This is called No Excuse Sunday. So to make it possible for everyone to attend, and I read this because, you know, COVID has destroyed a lot of things, but I thought this was pretty good. He said, to make it possible for everyone to attend church next Sunday, we're going to have a special No Excuse Sunday. Cots will be placed in the foyer for those who say Sunday is my only day to sleep in. There'll be a special section with lounge chairs for those who feel that our pews are too hard. Eye drops will be available for those with tired eyes from watching TV late Saturday night. We will have steel hammocks for those who say the roof will cave in if I ever come to church. Blankets will be furnished for those who think the church is too cold, and fans for those who say it is too hot. Scorecards will be available for those who wish to list the hypocrites present. Relatives and friends will be in attendance for those who can't go to church and cook dinner too. We will distribute stamp out stewardship buttons for those who feel that the church is always asking for money. One section will be devoted to trees and grass for those who like to seek God in nature. Doctors and nurses will be in attendance for those who plan to be sick on Sunday. The sanctuary will be decorated with both Christmas poinsettias and Easter lilies for those who have never seen the church without them. And we will provide hearing aids for those who can't hear the preacher, and for cotton for those who can. No excuse to not to come to church then. Amen. I love coming to church. Jesus went to church. Let me read you something that the prophet said. I thought that was good. It's on the tape, 1955, Redeemer, Redemption. Listen what he says. You know, we're getting too thick here in the world today. Where I'm staying, I can just hear the ambulance hour after hour pouring down the highway, running back to the hospital right close. The hospital's right by me. And I look and see people coming and hear them get out screaming, their loved ones, some of them drunk, getting out of cars, getting too fast. Now remember, as a study of nature, the thing is balanced. It won't be long till there'll be a sweep of sickness or a cobalt bomb or something. It'll be awful thereof out around here. That's the way God does it. I believe Jesus will come. Be ready now. Remember, just think, see, 5,000 years from tonight, every person sitting here will be somewhere. And this might be the time when you'll determine your eternal destination. Think of it. That's just what we have not heads bowed. Think 5,000 years from tonight, I believe the world will be hanging out yonder in a big sand ball. The winds are screaming across the earth. The hot scorching sand, it'll be blowed right into the sun. So says the scripture. The atoms will break and the heavens will burn with fervent heat. Can you imagine? But he said, where will you be at? Amen. I want to be ready. Amen. Don't you? Let's stand together this morning. Amen. You love them? Amen. You have your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter. And while you're turning there, how many of you's got a need this morning? Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. We appreciate you so much, Father, for Lord, for being who you are. Yes, Lord. And allowing us once again to be able to come to your house, Lord, to fellowship with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Lord, we just love you with all that's within our hearts, Lord. We just appreciate you so much, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us this morning. Father, may we just get our thoughts and everything focused on you this morning, Lord. Father, we love you and we appreciate you. You saw the hands. You know what was behind each and every hand, Father. I may not know what their needs is, Lord, but you do, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you just speak to each and every one, Lord, this morning in your own way, Father. Speak to them through your word or a song or something that may be said, Father. Lord, we feel that you're here this morning. Walk up and down each and every aisle this morning. Touch hearts this morning. Touch lives, Lord. Change lives this morning, Father. Lord, we know that you are God, and that we know that you can, Father, that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So we just place everything in your hands this morning, Lord. You touch the speaker, Lord. Just let me get myself out of the way, Lord. Lord, like that song, I give myself away so that you can use me. Speak to us through your word, Lord. The word's anointed. Just anoint lips to speak it, Father. Anoint hearts and ears to receive it, Lord. And when we leave this building this morning, we can say it was good for us to be here. We ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Exodus, the 34th chapter, then over in Joshua, the 3rd chapter. Exodus 34 and verse 11. It says, "Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite." Then over there in Joshua, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. And Joshua said, "Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Hivites, the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites." May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I really wasn't too sure what to speak on. Prayed before I left my home there in Alabama, and Brother Doug had texted me maybe right after Christmas or somewhere along there. I can't remember. I said, we'd like you to come out in February. When would be the best weekend? So I just put this weekend in, you know, and he said, "Sure, that'll work for us." And I said, "Well, that works for me." And, you know, you study and you pray and you ask God, say, "God, what do you speak on? Because I know you got a good pastor and you got ministers come through here all the time, probably, and different ones, and you know them, and you know, you've had them here, and you know, and I'm just maybe a little pebble on the sand. But I want to know, tell you that I love God." Yes, and I believe God is mindful of each and every one of us. Yes, and if you prayed this morning or this week and say, "Hey, listen, Brother David don't know what we have need of, but Lord, you do." And you can make him leave his notes and speak to one person. Well, I don't believe I don't think myself to be real spiritual. I've never had maybe a spiritual dream or a vision or nothing like that, but I do love God. Amen. And I believe he speaks to me. Amen. And so the other night, Friday night, we got here and had met with Brother Doug and Sister Jennifer, and they took us out to eat and got home back to the room that night and woke up and just began to write some things down. Maybe I'll speak on that tonight, but I got this and I had these notes. I didn't even have time to put it into my computer and put it in my laptop. And I said, "You know, Lord, you know what you're doing. I don't know." So we got here a little early this morning, sat out in a parking lot and we tuned into our service, and Brother Homer got up there and started preaching. He said, "You know, we fight all kinds of spirits. Every day we fight spirits. Each and every one of us have a spirit on us." Brother Brandon said it like this. Said, "You said sometimes instead of getting one another, instead of getting the Holy Spirit, we get one another spirit. I sure don't want one another spirit. Amen. I want his spirit." He said, sometimes instead of getting the Holy Ghost, we get the pastor spirit. Not that you might want to be like Brother Doug or anything, but I sure don't. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. I want God's spirit. Amen. I want his spirit. They're not just on the flesh, not just on the inside, but on the inside of the inside, down on that soul. That's where I want it at. Amen. We combat the spirits every day of our life. Amen. Sometimes when you work, you brothers, or man, your sisters, sometimes you work, you got to be very careful. We'll catch that person's spirit that we're working with. Amen. We come home, my wife says, hey, who have you been hanging around? Or vice versa. Amen. I said, God, let me hang around you more. If there ever was a time we needed to dedicate our lives, it's now. If there ever was a time we needed the Holy Spirit, amen, on the inside of the inside, it's now. The prophet said it like this. He said, you know, it don't matter how big of a house you got, how many rooms you got, you only live in a three-room house. And we got to go through all them rooms. We can't bypass it. Amen. Amen. Hey, but when Elijah told Elijah, he said, I want a double portion of your Holy Spirit. He said, if you ask a hard thing, but nevertheless, you see me when I live, I'll grant it unto you. And he had to stick right with. Amen. He didn't want to skip even the school of the prophets. You know, tried to discourage him. Said, he's fixing to be taken away from you. He said, I can't linger back here. I got to go on with him. Amen. We can't linger back in the outer court. Amen. We got to go on. Amen. Amen. We can't linger back in the inner court. Amen. We got to go on. See, in the inner court, the table of shewbread, the seven golden candlesticks. Amen. Them candlesticks went out a lot of times and it got smoky. Amen. But the light left them candlesticks and went in behind the veil. And that's where me and you got to go. In behind the veil. Amen. Where the Shekinah glory, amen, is coming down. Amen. Where Aaron's rod budded. Amen. And it produced. Well, amen. What it was. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to speak on this morning. Destroy your enemy. Amen. Destroy your enemy. You know, we don't need to make no mistake about it. If God promised us something, he'll provide it. Amen. He's provided us healing. He's provided us deliverance. He's provided us salvation. He's provided us everything we have need of this morning. And whatever you come for church here this morning, you said, I got a need. I believe he's here to meet that need. Whatever it may be, he's here to meet it this morning. You said, Brother David, I need deliverance. Then I believe God's here to meet that need this morning. Amen. Amen. It's time that we do get delivered. Amen. It's time that we destroy our enemy. Or if we don't, it'll destroy us. There's been many a good man and woman, a many young people that had not destroyed their enemy, and it destroyed them. Got to playing with the enemy. Amen. Got to playing with spirits. Help us, Lord. Amen. If God promised us, he'll provide. Amen. He makes a covenant with us. It's going to happen. Unless we ignore his instructions or give up. It's too late to give up. I don't want to give up. I come too far to give up now. Amen. He didn't build his home in me to move away. Hallelujah. I've come too far. Amen. Hallelujah. If you come too far, amen. Amen. I crossed too many hot burning deserts. Amen. I got too much to gain to lose. Amen. You say, well, Brother David, what if you just get over there in your tent? That's all right, as long as I get there. Amen. I've come to that portion in my life. It don't matter anymore. Things upon this world, the earth don't matter no more. You got a house and everything. Maybe it's paid off and whatever. But you know what? It really ain't yours. You failed to pay taxes on that. They've come get it. Right. Amen. Amen. So why worry about it? Amen. Just say, God, I want to live for you. Amen. Let come go what may, Lord. Give me strength to live for you. Amen. Give me the ability to overcome the things I need to overcome, Lord. Yes. Amen. Let me drive out all my enemy and destroy it, Lord. Amen. You remember the scripture. When Samuel told Saul to go destroy everyone. Destroyed everything, animals, children, everything. But he began to listen to the people. He thought, save some of the animals to have sacrifice with and all them things. Amen. And when he approached Samuel, Samuel, have you done all that the Lord's told you to do? He said, I have. He said, then what's the lowing of the oxen and the bleating of the sheep I hear? Amen. He said, hey, he said, well, I did this and I did this and I brought back the best one animals for sacrifice. He said, hey, God, he said, hey, the obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. He said, who is this? He said, oh, that's that wicked King Agag. Samuel said, bring him here. Amen. And he drew his sword out and hacked him to pieces. I believe that's what we need to do. Amen. We need to pull our swords. Amen. The word of God and go to hacking to pieces things that bother us. Amen. Amen. To heck every spirit out of our life that would hinder us. Amen. From making a rapture. Amen. He's provided for us. I don't want to give up. Circumstances doesn't matter. Amen. Hey, I can overcome every circumstance that the devil throws against me by God's grace. Hey, I am an overcomer. Amen. Let's just profess it this morning. I am an overcomer. You young people say, hey, I am an overcomer. I am a Christian. I am a believer. Amen. I believe God's word. Hallelujah. I believe I'm an overcomer by God's grace. I believe I'm a Christian by God's grace. And I'm not a Christian by my desire and our brother Doug's desire, but I'm a Christian because of his desire. Amen. Hallelujah. So circumstances doesn't matter. Problems we face doesn't matter. I can ride, Brother Andy, over every problem that comes my way by his grace. Nothing in me. It's like that policeman. Amen. Close probably didn't fit right. Hat hung down on his ears. Amen. He didn't have the power to stop anything. Them automobiles would smash him to smithereens. But once he stuck that whistle in his mouth and blew it and raised up his hand, he had the authority of the whole city behind him. Amen. I may not be nothing. I may just be a little fingernail, Brother Doug. Amen. But I want to hold my head high and my hands up. Amen. Because I got all the power of heaven behind me. Hallelujah. Amen. The problems we face currently doesn't matter. Amen. COVID doesn't matter. These other things doesn't matter. But our obedience to the word, that definitely matters. Amen. I want to say, God, let me obey you no matter if it hair lips, whoever it may be. Amen. It may hair lip the biggest man we call in the message of the hour. I don't care. I want to obey God's word and preach God's word. Amen. Without fear or favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So it don't matter. Amen. As long as I obey his word. And that definitely don't matter. Amen. Oh, I'm going to be. Amen. All these things, we wonder what's going on sometimes. Amen. We see all these things coming. We wonder, say, God, what's happening? And we might not be able to perceive all the things that are going on, that it's God working. Amen. In our lives, amen, we may not be working in and through us to bring his promises to pass in our lives. Amen. All these things that we face. A lot of things that we might not understand, Brother Doug. We might not can perceive it, but we know that it's God working it all out. That he's got everything under control. I'm so glad that he does. Amen. Because, Brother Andy, if it wasn't for him having everything under control, I'd be in a bad shape. You would too. Amen. But I just say, God, I'm going to put it in your hands. Amen. That every trial that I face, I'm putting in your hands. I might not understand it. I might not know why I'm going through it. Amen. But God, I know you're in control. Amen. And you'll lead me and guide me. Amen. And you'll help me over every, if I'll put you first, Lord, and live for you, Lord. You'll help me in every situation. Whatever I go through, Lord, you'll give me the grace to go through it. Amen. Oh, and he'll bring his promises to pass in our life. Amen. Amen. The enemy is always at work trying to knock us off course. Sure. He's always off work, at work. Amen. Trying to get us. He's at work. Maybe he's at work this morning. Maybe some of you said, well, I don't know if I ought to go to church this morning or not. That brother David, he's preaching. Brother Doug ain't going to be preaching. And I just, it's the enemy trying to, not that I'm anything, but it's the enemy trying to, because somebody might sing a song. You say, well, I'll watch it live stream or whatever. That might be all right, but it ain't like being here. Amen. I'd rather come here and say, God, here I am. Amen. I don't know who may be preaching this morning, but Lord, I know I need you this morning. Amen. Amen. He might not know what I'm going through. He might not know every situation in the church, and I thank God that I don't. Here in this last couple of years, we've been gone so long from the, you know, our church, 2 months at a time sometimes and all that, you know. And sometimes we get back and they treat us like visitors. That's a good thing sometimes, you know. You can work that to your good. Amen. Somebody told me one time, said, hey, he grew a beard and he went back to church and they thought, man, they didn't even know who he is. But they gave him the first class treatment because they thought he was a visitor. But I'm just saying this, amen, that, hey, I want to say, God, I ain't going to let the enemy get a foothold. Amen. Oh, God, you may try to interrupt this service, but I'm going there, and I don't care. I'm going to enter in. I ain't going to let that brother lead singing in vain. Amen, amen. Oh, sometimes I imagine he goes to the song leader, and those that play, they go through, and they look at you, and you're just sitting there. You know, my God, what's wrong with people? Amen. But we come here for one purpose, and that's to worship God. Amen. I don't have to wait for that brother to say, let's raise our hands. I'm going to raise my hand and say, God, I love you. God, I appreciate you. Amen. Amen. But we let the enemy sometimes knock us off course. Amen. When God wants to give us something, he wants to bless us more than we want to be blessed. And we let the enemy get a foothold. And we leave this service defeated. Amen. Oh, I don't want to leave it defeated. Amen. That song we sang. Amen. We don't have to leave here the same. Amen. We don't have to leave bound, tormented, sick, or lame. We can leave here. Amen. With our minds. Amen. I'm made up in my mind. I'm going to leave here with victorious. Amen. I might have come in here being sad and all down in the dumps, but I ain't leaving that way. I'm made up in my mind. I'm leaving I ain't leaving the same. I'm going out victorious. Amen. With my hand held high. Amen. Praising Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's always at work. Frustrates us. Amen. Oh, we get all frustrated. Sometimes because things just don't go our way. Well, our favorite preacher ain't preaching. He didn't. Our favorite song leader ain't leading us singing. Amen. Our favorite, amen, the ones that we like playing the instruments, they ain't playing the instruments. And it just so frustrating. And we fail to get anything from God. Why don't we just forget all that and say, God, you helped me this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can manifest God's promises in our life. Amen. God delivered the children of Israel from the bondage. Amen. But same as us, they encountered this same adversity, just like us. There's natural or spiritual. Amen. Now let me read you a quote. If y'all quote readers around here. Angel of the Covenant, 1954. Listen what the prophet said. He said, now let's break that down just for a moment. Now the land belonged to him. God didn't say, I'm going to go in there and empty up the land and then put you in it. He said, I give it to you. So he gave us everything. He's given us healing. He's given us deliverance. Amen. He's given us the Holy Ghost. Amen. And every now and then we need a refilling. Amen. We need a recharging of the battery. We go through the world day in and day out. And we get drained. And we get beside ourselves. And just think of all the world zaps our energy and our strength from us. And we come in here to get refreshed. I want to get refreshed this morning. I want my soul refreshed. I want my spirit renewed. Amen. So he said, I'll give it to you. He knows and said, now you go and fight it out with them. There you are. And he said, listen to what he said. He said, God gives you healing tonight, lady. You, every one of you. He gives you healing. It's your possession. So it's our possession. Amen. It's our brother Dutch, it's our possession this morning. Whatever we have need of, it's in here and it's for us. He died on the cross. Amen. And give it to us so we can have all these things. Lock me up in a prison. Throw away the key. Bind my hands and feet. Deprive me of the food I ate. But as long as I got Jesus, I can still go free. Amen. Amen. What kind of man would have left his home in glory and put me in his will? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, you probably heard the story before about that sister was going to church over somewhere and they wasn't supposed to meet. They couldn't meet together. And how they got to a word where they met, they put something in the bread. They'll know the word, so where they was going to meet at. So she'd stop by the bakery. Ain't no by old Brandy be in there. Break it open and be where they going to meet. So on the way, a cop stopped her and said, hey, where you going? Said, well, my brother died, and we're going for the reading of the will. On the way back from church, oh, she was so elated and happy. That same cop stopped her and said, hey, how'd it go? How much your brother leave you? Said, he left me everything. Hallelujah, he left me everything. Amen, now it's mine. I'm going to go out and grab it. I don't care what you think. I'm going to get it because it's mine. Amen. If I feel like raising my hands, I'm going to raise my hands because it's mine. If I feel like stomping my feet, I'm going to stomp my feet because it's mine. Everything that he's died for to give me is mine. My name's on the book. My name's on the will. Amen. I don't care what anybody else thinks. It's on the will. Amen. He said, now it's given to you, lady. It's your possession. But it's all bound down with Amorites. I'm more right than you are. And Canaanites. I can't do it. No, if you have that attitude, you won't be able to do it. And everything else that I believe. He said, but go in, take over. It's yours. It belongs to you. That's right. I must fight if I should reign. Increase my courage, Lord. This is not a picnic ground. This is a battlefield, see? Not a place where we lay back and say, now, Lord, you just come, force it right in me, and then I'll do it. No, no, you don't do it that way. God never did it that way. He has a basis. So we got to fight it out. How many wants to destroy your enemy this morning? Amen. Drive your enemy out. Destroy your enemy before it destroys you. Amen. Now listen, what 1 Corinthians, if you want to turn over there, if not, just make a note and you can read it when you get home. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, first verse. It said, moreover, brethren, I would not have you be ignorant how that all of our fathers went under the cloud and all passed through the sea. You know, came through the same message. 1969, we came in. It's been over 50 years ago. I still believe it just the same as I did back then. I was just a little boy, 9 years old. Amen. My mom and dad got baptized in Hardy, Arkansas by Brother Herb Seibert. Amen. My mom was ironing some clothes. Amen. And out in the den where we lived at. And she said, David, I'll be surprised you see your 12th birthday. That's how close they thought it was. Well, I seen a 12. I seen another 12. I seen another 12. I said, man, maybe they're going to quit after a while. Amen. But hey, there's going to be a people, I believe, that are alive and remain. Amen. You know, the Bible says, amen, it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment, we all got that appointment. How many's ever made a doctor's appointment and you had to call and cancel? I believe, what, there's some people sitting here that we're going to have to cancel that appointment. Amen. There's going to be a meeting in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When I think about it, my feet can't stand on the ground anymore. Amen. There's just something about it. Verse 2. Amen. We're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Hey, we all came. Same message. Did all eat the same spiritual meat? And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. Look at verse 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Oh God, don't let me be overthrown in the wilderness. There's a lot of good men. Like I said, a lot of good women or ladies. Let me say it like that. A lot of good men, a lot of good ladies, a lot of good young people, but they're being overthrown in a wilderness journey. They're being overthrown in this last hour. Oh, don't let me be overthrown, Lord. Amen. Let me check up every day of my life, every minute of my life, because I don't want to be overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things, verse 6, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. I'm just reading the word. Neither be ye adulterers, as was some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Oh, they may push play, but they rise up to play because they don't do what push play has said. Push play has said, find your home church that you can get in there, a live ministry that you can get in there and back it with your tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. Well, we could go on and on, but let's. Neither be adulterers. Like I said, we read that. Some of them, well, a lot of people, adulterers and all that. Oh, they got all kinds of things. God, I don't want all, hey, I believe the prophet of God. I love that. I've never met him. Amen. But I sure do believe him. Amen. And I believe one of these days I'm going to see him again. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When he presents us, this bride, to the bridegroom. Hallelujah. How are you going to recognize him? I don't know. He may come by and say, good evening, David. I was coming through a couple years ago or several years. I was driving. My wife couldn't go with me because her daughter was pregnant with our granddaughter. And so she couldn't go with me, so I rented a car. I can't remember if I come out this far or not, but I was going down, and so I started playing them MP3s, and, you know, and just my, just, you know, and you Brother Andy, sometimes you, Brother Dutch, you just play, and you listen, you play, and sometimes you forget. You know the prophet said it, but just give me a minute, and I can look it up, tell you where he said it at. And so, man, I got to rest my mind for a minute. So I turned on the radio. See if I could find, and, you know, nothing really on the radio, you know, and so, oh, honky tonk music or country and western music or whatever. But tell you what, if you play it backwards, you'll get your truck back, you get your wife back, you get your dog back. If you want them back, I guess. But anyway, and so I said, well, I'll just find a station. So somebody got up there, he said, let's turn to the book of Psalms. And we're going to read Psalms 23. And I said, man, that's going to put me to sleep. So I changed the station. This guy got on there and said, God said. You know how it is. They said back in Pentecost, they used to call them the asthmatic preachers. Amen. They go, God said, you know, and all that. But you know what? Amen. So I said, I got to get something. So I put something else on and everything. So finally I put a tape in. I said, good evening, friends. I said, now that's it. Amen. That's a sound that I recognize. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a sound that I like. Amen. Oh, we might got better ways to pronounce words and stuff. I know El Shaddai. That's how he really pronounced it. But he said El Shaddai. I just like it like that. He's El Shaddai, the strong-breasted one, that if we need strength tonight, we can nurse from the breast of Almighty God. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and was destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyer the destroyer. Verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for our examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Verse 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he falls. I want to take heed lest I fall. Amen. Because there's been, like I said, a many good men fall. A lot better than me. And they fail. See, the only way to prevent Israel from being infected with these other things, they had to destroy everything. We had a little, we used to have, and maybe some of y'all came there before. But my pastor's son used to have a, back in October of every year. And to, oh, I forget when he quit doing it. It just got too expensive, you know. And us, a small church and everything, you understand that? But you had some youth meetings around October. And people, I don't know, some of you been there, Alabama, youth meetings and everything. Amen. And we put on a skit one year. And the skit was, everybody, there was this waiting room. And people were sitting in the waiting room waiting to see the doctor. And this one guy came in there and sat down by this one guy. And he started coughing. Now all of a sudden the other guy started coughing. Contagious. Then another guy came in there. That guy's still sitting there. And this guy started itching all over. Then the guy that said, he started itching all over. Contagious. Hey, we better watch who we hang around. You ever heard that old expression? You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Amen. He that takes fire into his, can't take fire into his body, lest sometimes he better be careful. He may get burnt. Amen. Oh, we better be careful. Amen. We got to destroy everything. Amen. You say, why did they destroy the babies and stuff and everything? You know, somebody wrote, I just read it this morning. Amen. Brother Brown, a question about God. If he's such a God of love, why wars and all that? Say, God permits it. Amen. And it's God's judgments. Amen. Oh, and he went in there and he said, why did God allow they had to draw the sword and kill it? Because they knew that baby would end up acting just like their mama and daddy. Amen. And so they had to destroy every one of them. Oh, but we want to play with spirits, don't we? Goochie, goo. You know, come on, come on. I don't want to play with none. Amen. I want to run as far as I can. Amen. Also, they had to, they become in, by evil religious. That was to drive out those that done that evil, but they failed to drive out everyone as God told them to do. And it wasn't long before they became infected. Help us, Lord. I don't become infected. So it said, drive out every one of them. Now let's just look for a few minutes at some of these spirits. Let's look at the Canaanite spirit. Canaanite spirit, it was one. And the cities, you can look in Genesis 19, Leviticus 18, Sodom and Gomorrah, they were Canaanite cities. And there was rampant idolatry in them cities. The atheistic spirit dwelt in them cities. I wonder this morning, anybody dealing with a Canaanite spirit? Psalms 14:1 said it's like this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. Not that he didn't say it out loud. He just said it in his heart. And you can tell that they've said it by the way they act and the way they conduct themselves. That they really truly believe there's no God. I want to get that spirit out of me. I want to destroy it. I believe there's a God, and there's a real God, and he can provide whatever you have need of this morning. Hallelujah. They were empty, shallow of thinking. God, don't let me become shallow. Amen. Anything we put before God is an idol. I don't want to put nothing before my God. I don't even want to put Brother Branham, if I can say that and it don't sound sacrilegious, I don't want to put him. He has his place. And there's nobody can, and I don't believe there's no eighth messenger. Amen. There's only one messenger. He said, well, brother, so I don't care what brother so-and-so said. He's got to come back to the word of God. Amen. When God spoke to Moses, or Joshua, he said, and Joshua was a type of the Holy Spirit. He said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. But you're to take the people and positionally place them in the land. That's what the Holy Ghost has done in our day. Now the prophet is gone, but the Holy Ghost is still here leading and guiding his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did God tell Joshua? He said, don't you lean to your left hand or your right hand. You stay exactly with what Moses said, and I'll be with you just like I was with Moses. I believe us as the bride of Christ, if we'll lean not to our right hand, not to our left hand, but say it just like he said it and preach it just like he preached it, then God will be with us, this bride, as he was with that prophet. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. The old atheistic spirit, amen. Very Canaanite cities and all that. Amen. Oh, listen, anything we put before God, it's an idol. One person told me one time, he put his yard, he mowed it twice a week, wanted to keep it up just like, why? Because he instead of going to church on Sunday, he mowed his grass. Hey, I don't want to put anything before God. Amen. I don't want to put nothing. Amen. I don't, you remember, hey, one time, Jack Cole used to preach a message. Amen. And he preached, and I've heard it preached. Amen. He said, God's going to set your barley fields on fire. Amen. You remember when they got, I forget who it was in the scripture in the Old Testament. He called him once, called him twice. He didn't come. So he set his fields on fire. Then he came to running. Amen. And he preached that. He always took this note. And Brother Jack Cole always told this about this person. This lady began to scream and said, my baby, it's burning. The house is on fire. And the husband said, shut up, shut up. You know, we never leave our babies alone. You know, that it never happened. But they come to church. She began to scream, my baby, the house. She said, be quiet. One day, the husband was at work. The wife was hanging up some wash. Thunderstorm came up. Lightning hit the house, caught it on fire. She began to scream, my baby, the house is on fire. They busted through that door. He didn't have to make an altar call. They was down at the altar. He said, don't let God set your barley fields on fire. Whatever you put before, I don't want to say. I often thought that. I got babies. I got grandkids. I say, God, amen. They may not see it like I see it. I don't know. Amen. They may not have the same God, but let me live before them in a way that they'd want to see it. They'd want to have it. Amen. They'd want to believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, this quote that the prophet of God said. Amen. He said it like this. He said, in Question and Answers, 1954. He said, oh, what a picture you could pull of Daniel, Revelations, trying to tie those together and show by the scripture that the church is coming into the same type of persecution before she's called out. That is the way the Gentile church was brought in. That's the way the Gentile church will be taken out. As she come in, so shall she go. You remember they was up there and the prophet taught us that they built that image. It was like unto Daniel. Yeah. But the Hebrew children knew better than that. Right. They knew better. They believed he was a prophet and they believed what Daniel said was the truth. But they was worshiping one, and that was God Almighty. Amen. And when the king said, hey, listen, boys, listen, I heard that you hadn't bowed down when I blew all these kind of different musical instruments. They said, I have you to know, king, we ain't going to bow down. Right. We love Daniel. We believe he's a prophet. We believe he serves the only true and living God. But we ain't going to bow down to your image. Amen. He said, well, boys, I'll give you a chance to be in the message a little bit longer. Amen. If you'll just bow down.
They said, King, we ain't going to bow down. I don't know if he's going to deliver us or not, but this one thing we're going to do, we ain't going to deliver. We ain't going to bow down. The king said, who is that God? Oh, my, they asked the wrong fellas that day. I'll tell you who that God is. He's the same God, amen, that told Noah to build an ark, amen, for the saving of his household. That's the kind of God and brought him through on the flood, amen. I'll tell you who that God is. That's the same God that Daniel saw, amen. He was hewn out of the rock, amen. That's the same God that came in the form of the pillar of fire today. Amen. That's the same God say, hey, listen, I see you sit there. You're not from here. You're from another place. You didn't come here on your own. You're praying for somebody. Rise up in the name of the Lord. You're both healed. That's the same God that we serve. Amen. And he can deliver us. So I wanted to get rid of every spirit that would hinder me. That old Canaanite spirit. I want to say, God, I love you this morning. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Amen. What about that old high tight spirit? High and tight. It's spirits of terror and confusion. You look at it in the land today. A lot of spirits of terror. A lot of spirits of confusion. Because we don't go back to the original. Amen. A lot of spirits of confusion. 2 Timothy 1:7 though says, he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Amen. Oh, sometimes it's a fear that gets us. It's a fear of the unknown. Hey, well, all this COVID and stuff, hey, a lot, we didn't know. Hey, they still don't know. Hey, man, all a bunch of confusion. I've never seen so much confusion in the land today. Hey, man. And people wouldn't, I remember somebody said, well, I ain't going to go till it's all over. Hey, I don't want to get that kind of attitude. I say, God, you know. Hey, here several months ago, Sister Jennifer, me and my wife went up to be prayed for. I told Brother Homer, I said, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to go several different churches and pray that God will help us, that God will keep us from any sickness. Amen. And I believe, if I didn't believe it, I wouldn't go up there for prayer. And if I didn't believe it, I wouldn't stand behind this pulpit this morning preaching it. But God protected us. And I'm here this morning to tell you that he'll do it again and again. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. We got the sound mind today. People in the world just living in a bunch of confusion because they forsook the living God. But he ain't given us the spirit of confusion. Amen. But a power, but it's the unknown. But I like that song, Living by Faith. Amen. In this world below. Amen. I'm living by faith. It's a faith walk. Brother Andy, sometimes we don't understand. Amen. But we got to keep walking. Amen. The prophet of God said when God told him to keep walking, he didn't know where he was going. All he was worried about his plane. Hey, he knew they was going to leave. And he would just check and said, it's probably gone by now. But when he went down there, he called it, you know, colored quarters. He said he didn't know where he was going. He said he seen old Aunt Jemima leaning over the fence post. Dew. Had a rag tied dew on her back. She must have been standing out there a long time. He didn't know if he was supposed to stop there or not. Because he was going to pass her by. And she goes, where are you going, Parson? Or howdy, Parson? She said, how'd you know me? I said, I seen you coming. Hallelujah. I seen you coming. Said, I'm like the... Said, do you ever read about the Shunammite woman? Said, I'm like her. I'm not that Shunammite woman. Oh, Brother Brown said, you just look at somebody in the scripture. Amen. You pick your character. Say, I'm just like them. Amen. I'm just like that one. She said, I'm just like the Shunammite woman. Amen. God, give me a son. I told God, if you give me a son, I'd raise him to serve you and love you. But he got mixing with the wrong crowd. Took a social disease. The doctor man was in here yesterday. Said, it doesn't need a hole through his heart. Said, he's in there dying. And I don't want to see him die like that. That if God wants to take him, that's all right. But I don't want to see him die like that. He tried to explain his ministry to her. Brother Andy, she wasn't interested in that. All she was interested in is soul. God. Oh, God, that's what I want. God, help me to be interested in souls. I ain't interested in money. I ain't interested in a lot of things, but I want to be interested in souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you say, well, it takes money to run. I understand that. I understand them things, but hey, what's more important? It's one soul is worth 10,000 worlds. Brother Brown said he went in that room. Hey, man, I'm trying to hurry. Hey, man, he went in that room. Said, he go, mama, it's dark. I said, what's wrong? I said, well, he thinks he's out on the ocean and it's dark. He can't find his way back home. Brother Brown said he felt his feet. They were sticky. I said, but when he entered that house, he said, didn't have much, Brother Dutch. Said he's been in kings. I said, I've been in king's palaces that had more than this. But he said, I never felt the love of God like I did in that room, that house. They knelt down there and said, Annie, won't you pray? She said, she prayed like she knew who she was talking to. Hallelujah. Then he said, all right, Parson, you pray. He said, Lord, I don't know if this is it. This is why you told me to keep walking. All I know was you told me to keep walking. My plane's done, probably gone now. But he's beginning to pray. And all of a sudden, mama, mama, it's light in the room. It's light. Oh, hallelujah. He can make it light in the room for you this morning. It's some of you here this morning. Faith that you're in darkness. He can make it light. There's a man that can turn on the light this morning. He can open your eyes of unbelief. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the story. And they think, I forget how long, maybe a year later, Brother Branham said he stepped off the train there in Memphis. All of a sudden somebody tapped him. Parson Branham. He looked around. Said, do I know you? Said, yes, sir. Said, have you ever been to him? Said, no, sir. Said, you remember? Said, no, you're not. Said, yes, sir, Parson Branham. Said, I'm not only saved, I'm not only healed, but I'm a Christian now. Hallelujah. Amen. So he didn't give us a spirit of fear. Amen. She didn't have no fear because she knew that he was coming down the road. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, like I said, it's unknown. It's a mystery sometimes that we don't understand. Amen. But I don't want to have that. Amen. Listen to what the prophet of God said. Amen. 1953, earnestly contending for the faith. I truly realize that we're living in the last days. I see where they're having a form of godliness, and ungodly people think that they're right, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Right in the midst of the devil's confusion. Again, he says, amen, 1954, seven church ages. He said, when a little confusion comes into the church, you don't run over and to one side and pout now. Whew. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Oh, y'all don't fight the same devil that we do in Alabama. I forgot about that. Amen. He said, you don't go over to one side and pout now. If you are, you ain't a priest. See, you pray through spiritual sacrifice, the fruit of our lips, giving praise to his name. See what I mean? Amen. Maybe that's what we need to start doing. Amen. Start praising him. Amen. Oh, there's a little, oh, I want to start praising him, and God will drive out all the confusion. He'll drive out all the disorderly conduct. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What about that Hivite spirit? Spirit of deception. A lot of people being deceived today. And as our people that I thought, and you thought, and you thought, were real holy and mighty. But come to find out, they didn't have what they said they had. That's why, Brother Dutch, I'm praying every day. Amen. I'm saying, God, amen. There's my brother, there's my sister, there's young people, Lord. Yeah. They're being deceived by the, God help them, Father. Right. Lord, because I don't know, Lord. I don't have all the answers. Brother Doug don't have all the answers. But I know, Lord, that you got all the answers, Lord. And if I could just put my trust and confidence in you, Lord, you'll lead me through it, Lord. You'll lead me through all the confusion. You'll lead me through all the Canaanite spirits. You'll drive them all out. And I can take more of the sword and start chopping heads off. Amen. Amen. You can lead me through it all, Lord. Amen. Oh, my.
My brother said it like this, 1965, God of this evil age. He said the devil's calling his church by error, by perversion. The Holy Spirit is here vindicating his word, the message of the hour. He's vindicating his word, the message of the hour. Hey man, we don't need to vindicate it. It's already been vindicated. Where was these people when the prophet of God was alive? Hey man, when he said, come and take your Bible and stand by my side and prove me wrong. Hey man, where were they at? But no, they're cowards. And after he's done going on by the way of the grave, they want to raise their stinking head up and said he was a liar. But I got news for you. He's not a liar. And God has vindicated his word. And he'll vindicate it through you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen. He'll vindicate it through you. He'll vindicate it through you young boys sitting here. If you'll just let him. Don't let the devil frustrate you. That's what he wants to do. Don't let him confuse you. Pull your swords. Chop their heads off. Drive that enemy out. Amen. Said he's vindicating. And he's doing this so that the people that believe God will be called out of all this chaos. Thank you, God. I'm being called out of all this chaos. I'm being called out of all this nonsense. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's look at that. I'm trying to hurry. Let's look at that Perizzite spirit. The book of 2 Samuel 9, 5 through 3. Now, I've always had a hard time pronouncing this young man's name. But he was the son of Jonathan, David's friend, Mephibosheth or something. You know. Hey, sometimes I wish their name was just Harry or Larry or Doug. It'd have been a whole lot easier. But anyway, he was lame in his feet. What happened to, you know what happened to cause him to get lame? There was a battle going on. Trouble in the land. And in the heat of the battle, his nurse picked him up and was fleeing from the house. And she dropped him. I wonder if there's anybody in the building this morning that maybe you've been dropped. And you become lame in your soul, in your spirit. Somebody was just trying to help you. They didn't understand. And maybe in the hurry or the confusion, they dropped you, and you became crippled in your spirit. We find out that this guy dwelt in the town of Lodibar. Now, that Perizzite spirit means low self-esteem, lack of confidence. This boy that was crippled. Because someone was trying to help him. And he got dropped in the battle. And he was living down in Lodibar. A place of low esteem. Lack of confidence. Maybe you're here this morning. Maybe somebody dropped you. In the heat of the battle. And now you ain't got confidence in nobody. See, the devil don't even want you to have confidence in your pastor. Because too many pastors have dropped you. Right. And crippled you. And crippled you. Right. In your spirit. Right. In your soul. And now you're now you're down there in Lodibar. Yeah. Right. Low self-esteem. Lack of confidence. But David said, even that guy came up and said, am I a dog? He didn't think too much of himself. But David said, I got a place for you at the king's table. Oh, maybe you've been dropped this morning. Maybe you don't have confidence in no one. But I'm here to tell you this morning, God's got a place for you at the king's table. Amen. He's got a place for you, young people, at the king's table. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, I ain't looking at what everybody else says about me. Oh, they may say I'm this and that and all that. Hey, man. Oh, I preached the message. My daughter told me, my wife told me, said, David, that don't even sound like you preaching. I preach on God bindeth up the broken in spirit. Amen. He'll bind up the broken in spirit this morning. He'll bind up and healeth the wounds. He'll bind you up. He'll bind up the wounds this morning if you'll let him. Amen. I ain't worried about too many what people think about me. I'm thinking about what Christ says about me. And he says, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Amen. Oh, Brother Doug, we was talking about that yesterday around the table. Amen. Something on the inside that would not let go. Brother Homer, last Wednesday night that I was at church there, at my home church, he was looking. We got a brother. I forget how old he is. He's works in a funeral home. Works with stiffs. If y'all know what a stiff is, hey man, it's a dead person. Anyway, when he first came to the church, I don't even remember it. We might have been gone, out of town, but he thought we was a cult. He's about 14 years old. He's probably about 26, 27 now. But he was saying, but then he got to this sister, elderly lady in our church. They went to trade day, what they call trade day. It's like a flea market, and they ran into him. They started witnessing to him, gave him some tapes, and he started listening to them tapes. Brother, he was a preacher. Amen. Trinitarian, Pentecostal preacher. Amen. And he thought, my. So he began, he said, man, he started checking it out. All of a sudden, he said he was working one day, and the Spirit of God came in that funeral home. Amen. He said, man, this has got to be the truth. Amen. So he started throwing all that other stuff away, came out to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And what Brother Homer was saying, I said it to say this. He said, you, Sister Audrey, sat there. God made him raise you up for that one purpose, and that to witness to that one brother. And I thought, my God, I remember years ago. I don't know if y'all know Mike Wheeler. Amen. Amen. He's probably been here before. I don't know. He goes to Brother Clark's church now. Well, moved over to Brother Wendell Martin's church, but he's moved back. Goes to Brother Clark's church. When he first came to my church, we were just boys. Me and him about 14 years old. And I started witnessing to him, Brother Andy. Had hair down to here. First time he came to church, one of the elderly sisters said, David's brought his girlfriend to church with him. But you know what? Might have raised up for that one purpose. I always wanted to quit. Said, there's no use. Mike said he wanted to tell me to shut up. But one day we was driving down the road in Amarillo. He was driving. I was sitting in the passenger side. He beat his hand on the dashboard and said, David, I promise you tomorrow. This was Saturday night. He said, I'll promise you in the morning I'll be at church somewhere. He said, I ain't going to promise you that I'll be at your church, but I'll be in church somewhere. He came to our church and never left. I said, God, maybe he wore that with God. Amen. Oh, he might have been in Lodi Bar. Amen. Lack of confidence. Amen. But oh, God had something for him that he could set at the king's table. Amen. He's got something for you. Amen. I think about more what God. He said, I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. You're a daughter of God this morning. You're a son of God this morning. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you any different. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Brother Brandon said it like this, broken cisterns. A few days you let that water stand there and it becomes stagnated. It's get full of frogs and lizards and snakes, wiggletails. It gets it all full of stagnation. And those lovers of stagnation comes with it. Just actually comes because it's stagnated like our churches today. Oh, God, help us. Help us this morning. Hurry. Three more. Can y'all give me about 15 more minutes? Then I'll quit. What about the Gergesite spirit? They were clay dwellers. And it's spirits causing people to focus on earthiness or off-color things. Unbelief in what cannot be seen. In other words, antithetical people. Always trying to reason the Word of God. I don't want to try to reason the Word of God. I just want to believe it. I can never, hey, try to pray, but it don't need proving. Amen. You say, well, what about this? What about it?
Right.
I like what that little girl told that one boy. Said, what about Jonah and the whale? You actually believe that? I said, I do. I said, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask him. That guy said, well, they told that little girl, said, well, what if he ain't there? Then you'll have to ask him. Because you're either going to be one or two places, amen?
Right.
Amen. And I don't believe I'm going to have to ask anybody.
Right.
In the Bible, amen. I'll be there, I'll be there.
Amen.
I ain't going to try to reason God's word out. Amen. Because if you go to reason, if you'd have reasoned it out this morning, half of us probably wouldn't be here.
Right.
Amen. But I ain't reasoning it out. Amen. I'm going to say, God, I'm going down there to love divine fellowship. I don't know what that little boy from Alabama's got, but God, if you got something for me, let him say it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let him say it, Lord. Amen. I believe God's here. I believe he's real. And I believe he can touch you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible says, people want to say reason. No, there's no reason in God's word. Just say it the way he said it.
Right, sure.
Amen. You know what the prophet of God said? A lot of them things he said, why? If Moses would say, let me take a little leaf off that bush and go in there and examine. No, he said, take off your shoes, Moses, because you're on holy ground.
Right.
Moses said, well, Lord, it'll be much easier if I take off my hat. God probably would have struck him dead. Sometimes I come to the house of God, Brother Doug, I feel like taking off my shoes because I feel like I'm on holy ground. Amen. Oh, we're all on holy ground this morning. Amen. We entered into him, this presence of his. And I believe I'm on holy ground this morning.
Amen.
I'm just going to say it the way he said it. Just believe it the way he wants me to believe it. And God's put something in me to say amen to the word. I might not understand it, everything. Oh, I might not know how to dot every I, cross every T. But I'd say amen to your word, Lord. Amen. And let me stop right here. Amen is not a gender. Amen means so be it. Or like a dog to a cat. Sick 'em, boy. Amen. It's not. There's only two genders, male and female. 31 ways to be a pervert. Amen. No wonder we're in such confusion today. No wonder Brother Branham said America is going down. Amen. Like the Titanic. Amen. Why have lifeboats on it when it's unsinkable? She's going down, brothers and sisters. I want to be in Christ. I want him in me. How about that Amorite spirit? They were mountain people. Amorites, a spirit of self-exaltation. Seekers of human greatness. Better than everyone else. I ain't better than nobody else this morning. Just because I'm standing behind here. I like you know what the prophet of God said. He's always our prophet, always brought everything back to the scripture.
Yes,
and he never did try to lift himself up.
Nope, no.
He said in one place, he said, if the rapture would go today, he said, y'all all would probably go before I would. Because the responsibility that God's given me, and sometimes I live so loose with it. And I thought, my God. He said that, what about me? What about me? So loose. Sometimes. We want to do this and we want to do that. God, I'm coming back to your word. I ain't no more right than anybody else. The same power of God and the same blood of God that saved me saves you. The same blood of God and the same power of God that delivers me can deliver you. There's no big eyes or little U's. We're all one in him. God just, you know what? I'm so great. I don't know when I met Brother Doug. Can't remember. But you know what? It's just something that we come and have a kindred spirit about us. My, just something that God has put. We all come from different walks of life, different maybe parts of the country and all that. But God has put us in a place. And if it wasn't for this message and God, amen, we wouldn't know one another. But I thank God. And one of these days, Brother Dutch, we're going to sit around that table thousands of miles long. And we're going to look and say, we made it, Brother Dutch. We made it. Hallelujah. He'll come out and he'll dry the tears from her eyes. Say, don't cry no more. Enter into the, amen, the joys of the Lord.
like I said, seekers of human greatness, domineering. I want to be. Help us, Lord. I want to be like that sister. I ain't what I ought to be. I ain't what I want to be. But I thank God I ain't what I used to be. I thank God I ain't what I used to be. Just be what you are. Amen. Just be a child of God. Don't be bitter. Don't be a rebel. Amen. Just say, God, I'll take everything, that old domineering spirit off of me. Lord, I'm no greater than anybody else. Amen. Lord, just let me be what you want me to be. 63, token message. He said, I wonder today when God leads us to a life of complete surrender and service to him. I wonder if our spirits, them sometimes don't rebel, kind of showing that. Wonder if we are a lamb. Help me, Lord. Then the last one, old Jebusite. I hate to say this, but I'm just saying what. It's the spirit of racism. Prejudice, discrimination. You know, Brother Branham, it's the same blood. I can give a black man a transfusion, and he can give me a transfusion. Like I said, there's no big I's or little U's. Sometimes we get prejudice about us, even in a church, in our local assembly. Well, the pastor speaks to him more than he speaks to me. And therefore we won't love one another like we're supposed to be. See, it's just the devil. We got to kill that spirit. Amen. I'm sure, Brother Doug, you know, we ain't got as many people as you, but hey, sometimes it's kind of hard. 200 people or whatever, and it's kind of hard sometimes. And then he's got, and sometimes people forget that Brother Doug's just a man. That he's got his own problems. He's got his own family. And then you bombard him with all your troubles. But he's supposed to be that way. If he's a real God-called pastor, what is an ox of the team, a burden bearer?
Right.
But besides all that, he's got his own. So you need to pray. Say, God, help Brother Doug.
Right. That's right.
Maybe we pulled him away from his family.
Yeah.
Help him, Lord.
Right.
Help his family.
Yes.
Oh, God. Amen. But we get so discriminatory. We get prejudice about us. Destroy that thing. Kill that thing before it kills you. You remember Brother Branham? I just read it the other day. Brother Branham went in that room because there was a lady that called him. She was dying. And she was dying, and she had backslid, and she wanted to come back to the Lord. So he went in that hospital room. And then she was going to have prayer for that sister. Amen. So there was another sister or another lady laying there in the bed right next to her, the one that he was going to pray for, and her boy. And so they looked at me like they could run plumb through me. You know how it is. Sometimes that's the way we get. Song leader, you know, get up here and you try to lead songs and people look at you like they could run plumb through you. Brother Doug gets up here, they look like he could run prom through you. They better kill that spirit. Better drive it out before it drives you out. He said, do you mind if we pray? She said, pull that curtain. Said, we're just going. I said, pull that curtain. I have you to understand we're Methodist. My brother said, like, that's got anything to do with it. He just wanted to give a poor sister a chance that was wanting to come back to the Lord. But we can become prejudiced. We become discriminatory. We see people in here, and they might want us, people in here this morning, they might have been far away from him today. They might want to come back, but sometimes we become so prejudiced. And we wouldn't pray for them. Me and my wife have made up in our minds, we pray for other people's children that's out in the world because I would want them to pray for mine. Now, this may shock you. I pray for Joseph Branham and Billy Paul. Brother Branham said, if you love me, pray for my family. Hey, I said, God, I pray. God, I pray for them. I said, Lord, if they're mixed up or whatever, straighten them up before it's too late, Lord. Bring them back into the boat, whatever it is, Lord. His grandkids and stuff, because I believe he would want, as a man, what did he say on one of them tapes? When he said, one of these days I'll come in, arm around mama, me and a cane. He said, Joseph up there in the pulpit. I think he said, Becky on the piano, Sarah on the organ. As a man, that's what he wanted. Sure. You would want any of that too. You want to see your children blessed. Yes. Let's pray for one another. Yes. Amen. Let me read this quote to you. Then I got two more, and then we'll close. It'll be all right. Door to the heart. Reverend said 1958. He said, then there's another little door called prejudice. Oh, how people like to keep that back. They don't want God to open that door. Now, I tell you now, she did something to me, and I won't speak to her on the street. No, sir, she comes out and hangs up her clothes every day, but I won't speak to the old reprobate. No, sir, oh, my. We're going to drive that spirit out of us. Again, Hidden Life, 1955. Where the church is failing in one place, overcoming temperance, temper, overcoming difference, overcoming church prejudice, overcoming hatred. Many people who shout and speak with tongues and run up and down the aisle and hate their neighbor. He said, brother, you're lost yet. Now, I'll read these three quotes. We'll close. Just stand. Come to their music. As they play something, whatever you feel led, sister, something, salt. And we'll read these three, and we'll try to get out of here. Message just once more, Lord. He said, oh, give over. The whole enemy was destroyed. Pentecostal stands at that post tonight. Things that you were born to destroy, taking it over. Oh, how about us? Amen. Things that we were born to destroy have taken over. He said, repent. Call aloud. Lord, once more let us see it. Let me say this, my friend. You better destroy your enemy before your enemy destroys you. Bring back the old-fashioned prayer meetings. I'm just saying what he said. Amen. He said, bring back the old-fashioned prayer meetings. Old-fashioned repentance. When they stayed to the altar until they was dead and finished with sin. You don't find that much anymore. Stay there till they're dead and finished with sin. You never seen a woman go to the altar and die out to sin and next day come back with bobbed hair, paint on her face. There's no such. The Holy Spirit teaches. Nature does. Nature of the Holy Spirit. You never seen women going out dressing sexy. Come in and try to cover themselves up. You never seen men that was afraid to stand up and afraid his little wife would leave him or something or another because he took the initiative. Well, men were men in them days. They spoke. They were men. They governed their house. They were the head of the houses. But this fancy American. Again, he says, warning them judgment. But he went into the city with, thus saith the Lord, repent or perish, for God will destroy this nation. He'll wipe the place off the earth. You've made an agreement with your enemy. And you're at peace, you think, with your enemy. But all the time, the Assyrians are building up out there. You can't walk together. You can't walk two together unless you be agreed. That's all. So he said, and God wants us to separate ourselves. He wants us to come out from the world, but try to live with the world and God too. Not to try to fashion after the world and after God. You have to live for one or the other. You have to believe one or the other. The last one, once more. Again, message 1963. Listen to what he says. Oh, Pentecost. Let me say it like this. Oh, message believers. Stand at your post this afternoon. Your post of the duty of God's word. Repent and cry aloud. Lord God, once more. Let me tell you something. You better destroy your enemy before your enemy destroys you. That's right. Bring back the old-fashioned prayer meetings. The real godly repentance. The all-night altar service. Oh, Pentecost. Oh, message. Believers, hear me. Leave this corruption that Jezebel has worked among you. Leave it. Leave it quickly and return back to the word of the Lord. Away from this Hollywood showmanship. Turn with your whole heart back to the Word of God. Turn back to the power of God. You women dress like women. You men act like men, like sons and daughters of God. Turn, oh, turn from this Jezebel system that's choking you and blinding you. God, help us to have a true repentance, not half-heartedly. You can't do it. Let's bow our heads. I don't know why I preached on this morning. It's just what God laid on my heart. So our heads are bowed and they're playing. You're here this morning and you're saying, God, I need you. I want to drive every one of them spirits that you spoke about out of my life, Lord. Hey, amen. I don't want to put nothing between you and me, Lord. I want to serve you and you only. I don't want to think I'm more right than anybody and think that I'm this and that. Nah, the same blood that saved me saves everybody else. I'm just a sinner like everybody else, saved by God's grace. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for him, none of us would be here. It was just something that he placed in us before the foundation of the world. Oh, don't you want him to cleanse you? Amen. The old prejudice spirit, Brother Ram said, get it out, that old door. We don't want them to go in that door. Oh, that sister, that brother, they done something to me and I ain't going to speak for them, to them now. Oh, we get that way in the church, don't we? Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, they're playing that cleanse me, oh, cleanse me, Lord. Shake me, Lord. Brother Ram said, bring back the old-fashioned repentance. Lord, let me see. Lord, let me. Lord, I got to repent, Lord, in my life, Lord, many times, Lord Jesus. Let me die out to everything that's contrary to you and your word, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Bring me back in line to your word, Lord. Let me drive out my enemy. Let me destroy my enemy, Lord, before it destroys me, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord. Start the revival, Lord. Start the work in me, oh God. Lord, and let it become contagious, Lord, and it spread all over the rest of the congregation and the church, Lord. Help me to pray for my pastor, Lord. Help me to pray for one another, Lord. Help me to love one another, Lord. Lord, no matter what anybody else says, what anybody else does, maybe a sister or brother didn't speak to me, Lord. Maybe they had something going on, Lord. I don't know, Lord. But let me never get an attitude. I ain't going to pray or speak to her, Lord, or brother, or whatever it may be, Lord. Help us, Lord. Let us pull our swords this morning, Father. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Drive away everything that would be unlike you this morning, Lord. Out of my life, Lord. Cleanse me, oh God. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing it. Amen. Let him search you this morning. You want to be searched this morning? Let him search you. Thank you, Jesus.